You cannot sit still when you hear that music. It is impossible. You have to bounce around, get your fountain pen out, give it to a customer, have them sign an order, and rock to the coffee house.
That would be actually pretty cool if you had it on, like, okay, it's go time, and then you played the music, and
yeah,
here's
exactly.
the pen, let's make this happen.
At an appointment, you're like, hold on,
yeah.
No,
boom.
You walk into a sales call, and you go, just a second, I don't really have a presentation, but I did bring my music.
What's that? It's my closing music.
I mean, come on, don't
just start it. Exactly.
You walk into a clothing store, and they have this great music, and it's like shopping music. You walk into a grocery store, it's like it's death. You know,
with
they have
fluorescent
the
lights.
Shittiest music on the planet. I mean, they should have music to buy sprouts by.
Well, it all goes to the buying experience and what kind of experience they want to cultivate for their customer.
Or what kind of an environment are you setting to where they're more willing to touch their wallet? So those people that have the cool music in the clothing stores, they need that 100, 125% markup.
I can tell you, because I worked in retail, that there were certain playlists that we had that we knew people would stay longer.
Wow.
Because they were having fun. They would like start dancing to the music a little bit. It was a boutique. And nice. B, buy more.
Do you know that thing where Gabrielle was trying on clothing and she was dancing in the music, the one that I...
Yeah, in Paris.
Yeah, there's definitely something, correlation between music and money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny you say that. The gym I go to, literally
funny,
every...
Funny, ha-ha, or funny?
No, it's funny. It's kind of scary.
Ironic.
Yeah.
Every single time I go to this gym, they play one song. I hear it over and over again. I mean, there's got to be some sort of subliminal message to it.
Oh, yeah.
And there's
no
words in the song.
Huh.
It's just a...
Huh. Or the owner really likes that song. One of the two.
Or like in the background, it says like money, bye.
We're signing
tell your
more
friends.
Memberships. Yeah.
The best things in life are free. Anyway, so
all right, guys.
Nice.
Wait. If you're in our Facebook Live audience, why don't you tell me, besides the Beatles, who sang Money? Who was the actual singer? I believe
Money. Which Money song?
No.
Tell us your favorite Money song as well.
No, tell me who wrote, who performed Money, the original.
Pink Floyd?
How about instead of yes and, let's do both.
No.
Yes.
This is my segment.
What the hell? No, it's not. Wait a minute.
All right.
What segment is this?
Facebookers out there, let's see where you're from. Somebody from New Zealand is going to know who wrote the
original. Is that a hint, Jeffrey?
Yeah, let's see if you're from New Zealand.
All right. So tell us who you are, where you're joining from, and who wrote that original Money song.
Who performed it? I don't know whether he wrote it as well.
Who performed it? Are you going to Google it? And we want to know your favorite Money song.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Money song like that you listen to before you go into a meeting?
No, but I listen to bouncy music.
Mm. You, Brent?
There's music of the moment. You know, like your favorite song at the moment. I'm hooked on the stuff of The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, me too. I'm hooked on that soundtrack.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's music at the moment.
Yeah, I don't have a song that I go to. To get me hyped up, though, I'm a big zombie fan.
That's cool.
Zombie.
Evan says, hey, and his music is ABBA. Cool.
Boring.
Jeffrey, it is not boring. The ABBA soundtrack is amazing. Beatles.
Oh, it's wonderful.
There we go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I like that, Evan.
But did anybody answer the song about money? No.
Work.
Huh?
All right, so let's tell everyone what we're doing here. This is Sell or Die Podcast, and this is the Motivation Monday segment. Hey, guys, what's up? As you know, we do this segment live on Facebook. And Jeffrey, tell us what Sell or Die is all about.
Sell or Die is arguably the greatest podcast ever in the history of sales and or humanity about how to make more sales right now. And we are 50,000 strong and growing by leaps and bounds. And if you don't have both your friends on this to subscribe to it, something's drastically wrong. Your whole team should be listening to it. Your mom and dad should be listening to it if they're still alive. This is something that is incredibly...
If your kids are young, have them skip it because we are rated E for explicit.
That's true, but they've already heard those words before.
I thought it was E for entertainment.
It is.
Okay, so, and you are...
Oh, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm the author of The Little Red Book of Selling and a bunch of other stuff. And to my right is the great...
Jen Gluckow, founder and CEO of Sales in a New York Minute. And
to her right...
Brent Thomas.
Founder of...
The sales team at Bikitimer.
Exactly. Woo-hoo! Okay, so now we're cooking.
We're getting lots of traction on people's favorite songs. So I will pat myself on the back for a good question here.
Oh, my God.
That Jeffrey almost didn't let you answer.
Okay.
All right. So Ian Hay, Barrett Strong, Evan, Pink Floyd. Evan, right. You have a lot of favorite
Barrett
songs.
Barrett Strong
like
is
it.
The right answer.
Wes Wyatt. Hey, Wes.
Oh, that was the,
Barrett Strong good to is see the you right on here. Answer. I didn't know. I didn't say who wrote it.
Evan says they all sang songs called Money. Cool. Okay, Wes, good morning. Afternoon. Watching a video on the Gittimer Learning System. When I get a message, he's live. That's a whole lot of Jeffrey Gittimer, Jennifer Glucko, and Brent Thomas. Have a dynamite day and week. You too. You too, Wes. We are glad you're here. We're glad you enrolled in the Gittimer Learning Academy last night with Brent. Yes, I got a notification. Way to go.
Very good.
So that's awesome. So today's segment is Motivation Monday, and we are here to motivate your week.
We're here to inspire.
That is correct. Both of the two.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about leads and how you can, what happens if you don't have the right leads? What happens if you're complaining about
Whoa,
your leads?
Wait a second. Hold on. I just got a note on myself.
Yes.
Money was written by Berry Gordy, the guy who founded Motown.
Oh, no way.
Yep. How about that?
Interesting fact. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Some other guy named Jay Bradford, but Berry Gordy, he was the writer of Money. Okay.
All right, Ian guessed it right, and he's the only one who guessed it right, I guess, for the performer. So, Ian, we are going to send you a free gift. Way to go. Just DM us your mailing address, and we will get something out to you in the mail. So thanks for watching and guessing.
And it'll be a surprise, but you'll like your surprise.
Yeah, just post
you'll
it on social media when you get it.
Garrett's popcorn is the result of it. hopefully the caramel kind, because I don't like
the
cheese
kind. Oh, man. Now people are sending me Garrett's popcorn, and it's really funny because it's Jeffrey's favorite.
The person
but
who
thank
sent
you
it
guys
to me last,
sending it
it's
to
almost
me too.
Out. So I'm telling you, I'm like on my
He was asking if you shared.
Yeah, no, I did not.
Barely. I got like those sniper eyes. When yeah, I went to go for some,
yeah, exactly.
unlike when Jeffrey takes my coffee, but we won't go there.
Which one? There we go.
Oh, my.
Is this?
It's not Death Wish coffee. We ran out down here. Okay. So, Doug, let's take it away with a little clip on creating your own leads. I hear salespeople whining that they don't have enough leads. I don't have enough leads. My leads aren't very good. Do you ever say that?
No. But my leads aren't good. You know marketing doesn't give me the good leads.
I get bad leads from marketing.
Okay, that's not what I sound like.
Stop blaming. Take responsibility. Create your own leads.
What does that mean?
It's pretty straightforward. Create your own leads.
Right, but what?
Let me say it again. Create your own leads. Take a deep breath.
Is it emotional here?
Let's put it up there on the screen, guys. Create your own leads.
Oh, so you're saying I should create my own leads?
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
Number one, identify your specific target categories and individuals. You know, the people you want to meet. Number two, value connect on LinkedIn by offering free content, valuable content. Not stuff that you just consider valuable, stuff your prospect would consider valuable. Number three, join LinkedIn groups and groups outside, offline, and you know, in your marketplace, and become an active contributor. Help your network. Number four, use other value posts to create online and offline attraction, like create a blog or a YouTube channel or a podcast. Get your message of value out. Number five, and this one's pretty difficult for me, but talk to everyone. Yes, everyone. People in airports, people in the grocery store, at the movie theater, concerts, anywhere you go, talk to everyone. You never know, they could be a prospect or they might even know someone who they could refer to you. Number six, call your current customers, see how they're doing. Offer them the same kind of value messaging that you're offering to strangers online and check in because you care, you genuinely care. If you're just trying to make the sale, they'll be able to tell. Take responsibility for your own success. Create your own leads. Become attractive and you'll be rewarded with great success and great leads in a New York minute.
Do not talk to the person that you're peeing next to. That would be, that's over
luckily,
the edge.
Girls
there.
Don't have that problem.
That's just.
Reach under.
Yeah, no, yeah. No.
So, but I would challenge you that every place else is fair game. You would be amazed at who you can talk to in an elevator. You'd be amazed that you could talk to just standing on line with somebody. Everybody has some kind of thing. We talked about it last week on the show. We were talking about getting leads in Dean and DeLuca, and we got one.
Yeah, that's true. Doug is pointing to my YouTube channel here. This is pretty cool that we can show different URLs. So you can subscribe to my channel. I send out video messages every single week, short, quick tips on what to do, how to make more sales, that kind of thing. But let's go deeper into creating your own leads. So, yeah. Brent, I heard you had a question on that.
Yeah, I have a question. It could pertain to myself, but I also think it would help the listeners.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The first point on there was to identify your targets.
Uh-huh.
How? Okay, so how do you identify targets, especially for a newer salesperson?
I'm going to give you my version of the answer, and then you give yours.
Sure.
Go into your company's history, and look at the last 100 sales. And next to each one of those sales, write a category. And that will start to give you your own trend. So it may be that you're in a manufacturing thing. It may be that you're in a services thing. But whatever it is, your history will show you your future. And start by going to 10 of those people and asking them why they bought. That will not only give you insight, but it will also help you develop leads because you can ask for referrals.
Well, damn, I was going to say check out who your current customer base is. So,
right. What Tim was going to say is, yeah, like he said.
No. But if I had said it first, it would have been whatever.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, they always do.
That's when I started out selling, that's exactly what I did. I figured out, okay, we have a small set of customers here and in my former job. And who are they? And I literally went and talked to them, and it was an educational sale. So they were principals and they were really nice and wanted to chat, especially when they didn't think I was selling something. Yeah. And I legitimately just wanted to learn why they used our products, what they liked about them, what would make them even better, that kind of thing. And then I started to figure out, okay, so if this is what they like about it, these are the kinds of people who are going to like it too.
Right. Yeah, very good.
Yeah. So how about that talking to everyone piece? I mean, that it's so hard for me. I admit it on the video because it really is.
I do
Jeffrey, you're
everybody.
An expert at it, and it's encouraged
to everybody.
Me.
I talk to people standing in line waiting to go to the airplane. I sit the person next to me. I try to sell them a book. I've done it many, many times. The guy's sitting there, and I'll have the red book out, sitting on the seat. And I would say, have you ever seen this book? The guy goes, no. I said, the best-selling sales book of all time. He goes, really? I said, yeah. Did you want to take a look at it? He goes, yeah. And I said, and then he looks at it and he goes, it's pretty good. I go, do you want an autographed copy? They're only $20, cash, now. And I sell books.
I love that.
What would you say to somebody who doesn't have a book handy that they've written?
Oh, then that's a different subject. I would start by saying, where'd you grow up and what do you do? And see if how that matches. But I can tell you, my buddy Ray Leon at one point was making 20 to 25% of his sales on an airplane for seminars.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, amazing.
Just ride the country first class back and forth.
Exactly. People who ride first class, unless they're on an upgrade or something, they usually there's someone who's entrepreneurial or well-to-do.
Even if they are in an upgrade, I mean, they're usually a salesperson or, traveling a lot.
One day I
business.
Met the lady that does OPI, and she sent us a bunch of stuff.
Jerry Eisenhower. Jerry says if they don't have a book, write a book.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we have Brandy Thomas in the house. Hey, Brandy.
What's up, Brandy?
And she says, what if it's a startup company and it doesn't have the history available? So in terms of creating your own, we're talking about creating your own leads and going back and looking at current lists to see who your current customers are. If you don't have that information available, create a focus group of people that you think who could be your customers and talk to them about, you know, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just want your feedback. In exchange for your feedback, here's what I can give you. Yes, Jeffrey.
I have always taken a non-manipulative approach to the process. And I think sometimes that wanting somebody's feedback is also saying, I want your wallet.
No.
That's how I would look at it. I'm really interested in your opinion. No, you're interested in my wallet.
No, like I'm interested in creating a millennial advisory board because I genuinely want their feedback. I'm not looking for them to buy anything. In fact, I want to give it to them for free. I want their...
And then sell it to other millennials.
Well, yes, but the 12 people on the advisory board, I want them to be our leaders.
If you're a millennial and you got your shit together, we would like to hear from you.
That's right.
Can we get on that advisory board? I know a few people.
You do?
Yes.
Both your friends?
Yeah.
All right. All you need to do is email Brent at Ginnimer.com with the subject line, Millennial Advisory Board. You have to be in the right age range. And
52-year-old people need not apply.
Sorry.
I'm a millennial.
Sorry,
I swear.
Guys. It's funny because I'm technically one and I don't think I am, but I am. And just email Brent and he will get back to you about the board we're creating. But it's not a manipulative, it doesn't have to be a manipulative thing. It's like people think that when they hear the word sales, selling is manipulative.
Oh,
but it doesn't have
on.
To be manipulative. It could be relationship based and helpful based and education based.
Yep.
And it's all how you position it. You can be the bad guy or the good guy.
You can be. But I think in the final analysis, you want to be the good guy, don't you?
Well, I'm a good guy, girl.
I'm a good guy?
Girl.
Yeah, you're
girl.
A good girl, Jen.
You're a good girl.
You're one of the best girls I know, Jen.
Aw.
Yeah, there you are.
You're not biased at all, I swear.
No, no, no.
Okay, so Josh Burt says, watching from Seattle, any plans to be out this way anytime soon? When are we going to Seattle?
Not soon enough. I'm interested in Dungeness Crab at Anthony's Pier 66.
It's pretty
and
good
going
there.
To that big Starbucks where they have like the 20,000
square foot Starbucks. The roasting one, where they make all the beans and stuff. It's
and
really
I want to
cool.
go to Pike's Market. I want to get that. I want to be oversold on a piece of salmon, smoked salmon, which is unbelievable. But remember the best clothes I ever got there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell everybody.
Okay, I'm buying cherries.
Yeah.
Those Rainier cherries. And we're walking around. I go over to the lady. I go, give me half a pound of cherries, please. And she puts them in a kind of an oversized bag. And she looks in the bag and shakes it at me. And she goes, are you sure that's enough? And it didn't look like too many because it was in a big bag. And I said, all right, give me a pound. And so she shakes it up again.
A pound of Rainier cherries is like,
yeah,
it's like cherries for days.
Right.
Cherries for days. That's what
and she goes, are you sure that's enough? And I go, all right, give me 2 pounds. And I walk away and I go, wait a second. That girl just upsold me in a phenomenal way. And so I went back to congratulate her and I said, why do you do this for everybody? She goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Like matter of fact, you know, like that's her pitch.
Yeah.
So she sells 100 bags of a half a pound of cherries a day, and she upsells by 300%.
I love it. I
cooking.
Love it.
That's
cooking.
Awesome.
And you know what? If you like Rainier cherries,
they're heroin.
You have to get more. You can't say no to that
question.
No, they
are heroin. I'm just telling you that right now.
So Josh says, sounds good. Come on out, and we'll get you some crab. All right.
Okay, cool.
Thanks,
I'm there.
Josh. That'll be awesome.
No, Dungeness Crab at Anthony's Pier 66, period.
Hey, I want to know something important. Speaking of traveling, is anyone here watching from Des Moines, Iowa, or nearby?
Ooh, how come?
Well, because on May 17th and 18th, we're going to be in Des Moines. You're giving a public seminar where people can sign up. We're going to get that link out
one
today.
One for sales leaders,
mm-hmm.
one on the 17th, and then on the 18th for salespeople and their leaders. And there'll be a couple of other events along the way there, but this is going to be the first of a tour, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Probably be going to 6 or 8 cities around the country. And you can buy tickets for very inexpensive. We don't want to make it where there's a pre-show special early bird, whatever you are.
There is an early bird ticket.
There is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
So if you're a
we
bird.
We have to create urgency for people to buy.
If you're a bird
Let's
and you're looking for
here.
The worm, the early bird gets it.
That's
I'm showing
true.
It to you now.
But,
wait a second. If you're a cheap bastard and you're wanting a cheap ticket to this event, you can get one.
Okay, now let me be real for a second. So, Jeffrey,
yeah.
Your prices for this event were current in the 90s.
Like, right.
That's what people charged in the 90s. And today, people are charging for these kinds of events 5 to 10x what you are charging. And you told me, nope, we're sticking with the old prices. So guess what, guys? You are getting a steal because not only are you getting a good price, but this guy is going to deliver a ton of value.
It's going to be a hootenanny. The
What's
leaders
that?
Will get information that will help you.
Hootenanny.
I love hootenannies.
Hey, Randall Kenneth Jones just joined us. Hey,
hey
Randy.
Dude, how are you?
Also, Meredith is on here.
Randall Kenneth
What's
Jones
going
has interviewed
on?
More famous people than anybody on the planet.
He is freaking phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, definitely
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
So,
he's joining from Naples, of course.
You're in Naples, Florida.
Right.
There's two
right,
Naples.
Right, yeah. right.
One's
okay,
an original
sorry.
One, the other.
Right, right,
okay,
right.
good. But as a sales leader, you will learn how to attract people, how to train people, how to retain people, and how to get their maximum value while they are there. And if you're a sales leader and you don't have all of that, you better show up.
Yeah, so that's going to be in Des Moines, Iowa on the May 17th and 18th, and we are going to be releasing other public tour dates
And
after
Jeffrey,
that.
What kind of food are you going to serve?
I don't know,
Great
Jeffrey.
Question.
Donut
why would you
holes.
For
coffee
why would you serve
and donut
food?
Holes and that's it.
This is not about the food.
Bring
this
your
is
own
about
damn
the content.
Food or your own liquor or whatever you want to do, and or bring your and your we're in Iowa. Bring your own soybeans and corn.
Yeah,
and you
potatoes.
Yeah. Whatever they do.
And, exactly.
And you're gonna have a great time.
Or is
time.
That Idaho?
I've been.
No, it's Idaho.
Listen, I lived in the Midwest for 4 years. I totally get it. It's the Midwest is the greatest place in the country. It is the only place where real Americans thrive. And they'll help you with your tire if it's flat and not beat you over the head with a tire iron like they do in New York. And
steal and, your car.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, your tire's flat? Let me steal your car. So I think that people are going to feel a lot of value. The salespeople on the second day are going to get what you need to succeed this year and for the next 10 years in the world of sales because we're experiencing a very strong economic upturn and it's going to continue.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about those values.
For that tour, Jeffrey, would you recommend like if there was a group of salespeople, their leaders or sales managers go in the first day?
Yep.
And then the sales team.
And they go with their sales team the second day.
With the sales team the second day.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll have products in the back of the room that we will absolutely push like crazy. but not until the end of the talk.
There you go.
I don't want to.
You're not salesy from the stage.
But I'm
going to
tell you this. We're going to answer questions. Jen's going to do a little bit of a sales in a New York Minute thing.
Oh, nice.
But there'll be, if you have questions in sales, I'm going to spend a half an hour answering those questions raw from the audience in writing so I don't insult the person answering the question, asking the question. But it's
only they will be insulted.
That's what makes it a
not everyone will know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, sure.
Astrid says, Astrid says, hey, Astrid, thank you for engaging with us so much lately. It's been awesome. And she wants to know, when will we be going to Phoenix?
We will be going to Phoenix. I want to do something at the Biltmore.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
The Biltmore Garage wants a grand, but we ain't got a grand on here. What show is that from? What Broadway show is the Biltmore Garage wants
know.
A grand? Ooh.
Is it currently on Broadway?
No, it hadn't been on Broadway for 20 years. Come on. But it's a very famous. It's the movie starred Frank Sinatra and Marlon Brando. How about that?
Whoa.
Whoa.
I mean, can I Google it? Can I ask
nope.
a friend? Well,
nope.
then I have no idea.
Then
yeah,
you can. Hey, you can
we're at a disadvantage
friend.
Here.
Yeah.
No Google.
Oh, Randall Kenneth Jones, Guys and Dolls.
That's exactly right, Randall.
I knew he would know.
What
How did
bad.
I know he would know? I knew it.
But the Bill Burger, I think that it's Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat.
Oh, yeah.
And it was sung by Stubby K in both the movie and on Broadway.
Huh.
Love Stubby
K. All right. So if you're out there, we played that clip at the beginning about creating your own leads. How many of you complain about the leads you're getting, don't like the leads you're getting, feel you need different leads? And what are you doing about it? I really want to know.
Marketing gives us bad leads. There's nothing we can do. These people are cheap and they only buy on price because we're a commodity. And other whines of salespeople.
I hear that every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a bad lead, by the way. There are bad salespeople, but there are no bad
Ooh,
leads. Yeah.
I mean, Ooh, sound effects. Ding. I love that.
We got a sound effect for
Dinger.
That. Hello.
Oh, man. How easy or hard is it, Brent, for you to create your own leads?
It's easy to find a lead. It's a little bit more difficult to get in touch with that person. And then to actually qualify them, you know, it takes a few conversations to really figure out if they're a solid lead or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, 8 easy.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's lead. If you're bitching about leads that you get from marketing, get your own damn leads. Like, dude, and you know what? Tell marketing how easy it was and then sell them to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll tell you what, I'll get the leads for you guys. I'll charge you $100 a pop. You could make a living selling leads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing with
or you could moan about it. You know, well, I didn't get any good leads. Do you got any leads? Because I need leads. No, you're a lazy bastard and you won't get your own leads.
Yeah. That's true.
Ooh.
Dinger again. Ding. That's two dings.
You're getting dings today. I like it. They're good dings.
Yeah. Thank you very kindly, Doug.
Yeah. We're going for four here. Let's keep going.
I think that it's easy to find a connection, find a person. And then even if they're not a right fit for your company, your product or service, I'm sure they know somebody who is.
Or if they're a single salesperson in a group and you're trying to sell salespeople, they have a leader. So ask for the leader as well. If you make the sale to one body, you could probably make the sale to 2 or 3 or 10 bodies. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
What about this? Is it worth the risk of losing or not getting that one sale at that moment to try and get the sale for all 10 people?
Nope. You take the bird in the hand. As my dad said, son, first get their money, then figure out what you got to do. And that's, if someone wants to buy, please take yes for an answer.
Right.
Take yes for an answer and then coach them as to how to interact with their leader so you can get all of them.
Are you saying should I not take the sale for one person because I want to go for all 10?
Right.
Oh, why would taking the sale for one person prevent you from going for all 10?
If I was like, hey, you know, Jan, I'm talking to you and you're on a sales team. You really love the Gittimer Learning Academy. You see the value. You want to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, oh, yeah, we should also talk to your leader and see if he'll get it for your whole team.
So I would make the sale right then, personally.
Me,
okay,
too.
And get them to see the value in it. And then once you win them over you've won them over with relationships so you can get the sale. Then once you get the sale, you should try to win them over again to say, okay, how's it going? How's it helping you? What's going on? I want to make sure you're utilizing this. Okay, would this be helpful for you to, like, let's make you a star by introducing this mm-hmm. to your sales manager. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out what's in it for them to introduce, because really you're asking them to do you a favor to get the sales leader, right?
Actually, though, I'll tell you what. If they thought that it would help everybody, including them, and they've paid for it themselves, and they're thinking, well, maybe my boss will pay for this instead of me, I think it's an incentive.
Wait a minute. I thought salespeople, according to you, never want to help other salespeople.
Well, let's look at it.
Yes, I got a ding.
Let's look at the reality. I'm not saying they want to help salespeople. I'm saying that they want their boss to pay for the one that they've invested in.
Oh, okay. Just checking there. Just checking there.
I've run across that a few times. I don't want to buy now. I would rather my boss buy. I'm like,
I would secure the sale. Mm-hmm. Like, number one, get the sale exactly. in the door, because they're going to become your biggest advocates. Once they see the value, now you sell them on the next level.
More than that, you have someone who's excited, and the sale is going to be made at that emotional peak. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
If they're asking you a question, that's a buying signal. If they're laughing, that's a buying signal. If they're engaging with you, that's a buying signal. Ask for the sale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
I think.
Where's the ding?
There is no ding. You earn your fucking ding.
You don't ask for a ding.
No, I wanted you to get a ding.
Oh, I'm fine with it.
Okay. So Astrid says, the leads are weak, blah, blah, blah. You're weak. I love that.
Yeah, the leads are weak. Exactly.
And she says, market yourself. Creating your own lead is better than buying leads. And I agree with Jeffrey. There is no such thing as a bad lead, just a bad salesperson.
There's no such thing as a bought lead. The people that sell leads are... I mean, there's so much work. There's so little reward. Well, we have a list of all the people that went to the dental convention, and I was wanting to find out if you were interested.
They're not leads. They don't have any idea you're going to be contacting you. Yeah. And when you call them, they're pissed off that you're contacting them.
I see you went to the dental show, and I was wondering if you were flossed this morning.
And they were also sold to four other companies.
Oh, yeah, just like you.
Exactly.
And they're being hit up, you know, like,
best of luck. Here you go.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a guy tell me that.
No, sorry. We only sell to two people.
This one, one guy was like, no, we're going to hold off on the Learning Academy because we're going to buy leads. We're going to spend $3,000 a month. We're going to spend $3,000 a month buying leads. And so we're going to hold off now on the Learning Academy.
You jackass.
And I was like, so what are you going to do when you get those leads? How are you going to close them?
Exactly.
How are you going to convert those leads?
Right.
I got a ding.
Whoa.
Okay, so Astrid wants to know how she gives a ding. You cannot actually give us a ding, but you can through liking and sharing. And that's what we would really love you guys to do.
Exactly.
So like this, give us some love, you know, the tap thingy.
They could and comment then, ding.
Give us your own ding.
You can comment ding.
I like
you can
Astrid.
Comment ding in the comments. Yeah.
Give a ding.
And then
give a ding about your client.
If you could share this out to your friends, that would be awesome. We are doing this, you know, every week now and committing time, and we're really dedicated to helping you guys out there. But we need your help by sharing this. One of the things we wanted to show you is how to get notifications going so that you don't miss an episode. And Doug, let's show it.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going through this tutorial here. It's hard for me to see exactly what to narrate, but maybe you can narrate, Doug.
So you go down to see first and then turn all on the notifications. And then you will get notifications when we go live for Motivation Monday or when under the following tab on Jeffrey's page. Just do see first in your news feed so that it comes up. And then all on for the notifications.
Cool. So make sure you have that turned on so that you can get notified when we're going live. We'll try to make an announcement ahead of time. We'll try to have a consistent schedule, just like reality and based on our lives and schedules, that's hard.
Yes.
So if you get the notification, you will know when we go live. Tell us if you're watching it live or watching the replay. I want to know how many of you are watching either one. Now,
and tell us if you took a shower this morning. I'm a little tired of salespeople.
I showered. I worked out. I beat my personal record on Peloton
nice.
This morning. I know. This is like the sixth class in a row I've beat my personal record.
And also tell us about the towel that you used. Did you steal that towel from a hotel? Or did you actually buy that hotel at Bed Bath & Beyond or some Walmart kind of place?
Mine was purchased on Amazon.
Yeah. I got mine. The towel I used today, actually, I bought at, what's the hotel?
In the city.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's on 39th.
I know. 29th. Oh, it's in the 30s.
Come
oh,
on,
man,
come on,
what is that hotel?
They're all over the
and
country
the rooms
now.
Are 2x2.
No, they're big. Well, you get a suite.
They're not big.
Come on, what's, come on.
Nomad, no.
No.
Hotel.
They're in Seattle.
I know.
They're in Portland. They're
okay.
In, they're
all right.
Actually,
I'm Googling it. I'm asking a friend.
They're
Ace Hotel.
Yeah, Ace Hotel. Yeah. They're also in.
That was a close one.
La Quinta. You know, they're in.
They're
Palm Beach.
They're all over.
Palm Springs.
All right. So Alton is joining us from Turkey, Istanbul. Hey.
Whoa.
Hey. What do you recommend to lose?
Let's hear it for Turkey. They're in the drumstick part.
What do you recommend to lose current customers? What kind of strategy would you be if you were? What kind of strategy would you be if you were and meeting with a current customer about a new contract tomorrow? To lose them?
No, I probably. He's from a foreign country. So
he's from Turkey.
He might be using the wrong word.
What do you recommend to lose? To not lose it?
Yeah, that might be it.
Well, if we were meeting with a current customer tomorrow about a new contract, what do we recommend? Let's start there.
I would recommend asking them about how they're currently using, where the value is, and what other people think. Let's get a couple of those people in the room. Let's talk about it. I want to find out what the real deal is so I know how to make that sale rather than just pitch.
Yeah. I would want to figure out how whatever I'm selling is going to genuinely help them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really, if you're a great salesperson, you care about helping. And that's what it's all about. And so if I'm meeting with a new customer about a new contract.
Oh, a new customer, new contract. That's right. A whole different thing.
Or sorry, a current customer, new contract, current customer. I want to figure out how this added service or product is going to help them.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I think that if you dovetail with what they already have and love, it's going to make it a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah. You ask them, how is my current product helping you? How are you using it on a daily basis?
Mm-hmm. And if you come with knowledge about how it's helping them, so like, let's say they bought the Gittimer Learning Academy.
By the way, you're not doing this with it. Here's how it's helping somebody else. Let me show you this testimonial.
Yeah. Joe Schmo down the street is using it to do this.
Exactly.
Not Joe Schmo, but you know, Mr. Schmo.
Mr. Schmo. Come on. All right, Wes Wyatt, a lot of hotels are letting you know they count the towels now, and that if you take them, you buy them. Well,
you know
if
what?
They're
That's
really
bullshit.
Good,
By
I'm
the way,
fine
no, look,
buying it.
That is total bullshit. I've stolen more towels than anybody in humanity, and I've never gotten a bill. But I was at the Greenbrier one time, which is really a nice resort, and the towels have G.
Embroidered
on the towel. And I couldn't, I like felt bad. I called downstairs, I ordered two towels, and I said, please put these on my bill. I'm stealing them. And they still didn't charge me.
Wow.
How about
you
that?
You told them to charge you.
Yep.
That's
I said,
crazy.
Please charge me because I don't want guilt.
That's like taking something from the minibar and them not charging you for it.
Well, I've been in thousands of hotel rooms and maybe 20 items from a minibar ever, like a midnight Milky Way or something. But that's it.
Yeah, you
the $10
like the
Milky Way.
Yeah,
$10
Milky Way.
Store downstairs.
Yeah,
you're
I just
a big
go to
fan
a 24-hour 7-Eleven. In New York, you just walk out and go left or right.
Exactly. There's Duane Reade everywhere. All right, so this is Motivation Monday, and we are here to help you. If you have any final comments, questions, thoughts for us, share them in the comments.
Yes.
We are going to be wrapping up.
Yes.
But we want to know what you're hoping for so that we can help you. Before we go, let's all make a commitment for this week. What are we going to do? What are you going to do?
Kumbaya or something?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Let's all make a commitment to be the best we possibly can be.
Yeah, because next week you're going to tell us if you fulfilled that commitment. So what is your sales commitment for this week? What are you going to do differently, better this week?
Don't listen very carefully. I want you to start it out. If you're going to send it to us, send it as an affirmation.
Like I will. All right, Brent, what's yours?
Yeah.
I will call 10 current clients and generate 10 leads out of that.
Woohoo! I love it. Oh, can we get a cha-ching here? Like,
oh my God.
I love that. It sounded like a cash register.
Okay. I would like a Philadelphia sound effect. Could we get somebody?
No, this is the one episode. We haven't.
No, that's the wrong Philly sound effect.
No, we haven't spoken about the Eagles.
It's not about the Eagles.
This was our one episode.
Did you brought up the Eagles? I exactly. The person who says the E word gets booed.
Oh, man. Okay, Karen says, love these podcasts. Hey, Karen, what's going on? Big shout out to Karen.
Doug, if you could get a boo next time for somebody that says something stupid or somebody that says something, I would greatly appreciate that.
He's on it.
It makes me feel at home.
Yeah.
I want to hear
it. Is that the Philly
not like
kind
a single
of cheer
boo.
You
I
want to
hear like massive boos.
The
we
crowd.
Can do it.
Yeah.
Boo.
Exactly. Pretend like you just see Santa Claus.
man, that's what they do when they boo Santa Claus in Philly. It's a Philly thing. I'm not from Philly, clearly.
I am, clearly.
All right, so write in your commitments. Let us know if you're watching the replay. Make sure you share this podcast because we want to continue helping you, but we need you to share it out so that other people are aware of what we're doing here.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap
bye-bye.
It up.
Oh,
let's wrap
I'm Jeffrey
it up.
Gittimer. Bye.
So let's do it again.
No. We're live.
We had 3 seconds.
All right, bye. I'm Jen Gluckow.
Brent@Gittimer.com.
I am Jeffrey Gittimer.
There's the salesperson. I love that. Giving you his contact info.
Yeah.
I love that.
My cell phone is none of your business.
And Meredith is going to find 5 new leads this week.
Way to go, Meredith.
We want you back here. We'll be on live around 12:30 Eastern Standard Time next Monday. And we want to know how that went.
Have a cup of Death Wish coffee.
Karen is going to encourage 10 people on your team. Awesome. Keep us posted.
Go to thegettermalearningacademy.com.
Sign up for a demo with Brent.
Get out there and get your own leads, even if your ass falls off.
Hell yeah. Peace out.
Karen, encourage those people to reach out to me.